Slavery in Massachusetts. An address delivered at the anti-slavery celebration at Framingham, July 4, 1854. I lately attended a meeting of the citizens of Concord, expecting, as one among many, to speak on the subject of slavery in Massachusetts. But I was surprised and disappointed to find that what had called my townsmen together was the destiny of Nebraska, and not of Massachusetts, and that what I had to say would be entirely out of order. I had thought that the house was on fire, and not the prairie. But though several of the citizens of Massachusetts are now in prison for attempting to rescue a slave from her own clutches, not one of the speakers at that meeting expressed regret for it. Not one even referred to it. It was only the disposition of some wild lands 1,000 miles off which appeared to concern them. The inhabitants of Concord are not prepared to stand by one of their own bridges, but talk only of taking up a position on the highlands beyond the Yellowstone River. Our Buttricks and Davises and Hosmers are retreating thither, and I fear that they will have no Lexington Common between them and the enemy. There is not one slave in Nebraska. There are perhaps 1 million slaves in Massachusetts. They who have been bred in the school of politics fail now and always to face the facts. Their measures are half measures and makeshifts merely. They put off the day of settlement indefinitely, and meanwhile the debt accumulates. Though the fugitive slave law had not been the subject of discussion on that occasion, it was at length faintly resolved by my townsmen, at an adjourned meeting, as I learn, that the Compromise Compact of 1820 having been repudiated by one of the parties, therefore the fugitive slave law must be repealed. But this is not the reason why an iniquitous law should be repealed. The fact which the politician faces is merely that there is less honor among thieves than was supposed, and not the fact that there are thieves. As I had no opportunity to express my thoughts at that meeting, will you allow me to do so here? Again it happens that the Boston courthouse is full of armed men, holding prisoner and trying a man to find out if he is not really a slave.